I think believing in a higher power, or for me, you know, Jesus Christ is my savior, and I have an unshakable belief in God, and faith is a big part of my story.
I'm sure you had a couple nosebleeds. What was one of those really dark moments, and how did faith help get you out of it?
I would say the most devastating nosebleed was October 8th, 2001. Was in a high-speed chase. He flipped a car and I was pronounced dead at the scene. That was the moment when I really got to experience the power of God. And so what I've learned now is, like, the meaning I give it, because life's all about the meaning you give it, right? Like, there's these moments and events that happen and we can attach any meaning that we want to it. Faith is everything.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network. Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday, easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert of the Real Business Connections Network, and I'm here today with Ryan Zofay. Ryan, brother, man, how are you?
Oh, man, outstanding. Living my best life.
Dude, I'm excited to have you on. We've got a mutual friend in Nick San Anastasio. And if anyone's under a rock and doesn't know Ryan, he is an author, coach, entrepreneur, motivational speaker. He teaches personal development strategies that improve performance, connection, and mindset. And using the teachings of his success and ultimately his failures, Ryan uniquely facilitates great change for individuals and organizations. He's also the writer of A Kick Butt, Best-Selling Butt, An Unlikely Businessman, From Overdosed to Millionaire. That's Ryan, man. Is there anything in that introduction that you think we missed that would benefit the listener today?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, my stage animal today, or a stage bird, is an owl, because I'm Ryan Who, you know, so like, I don't really have a huge reputation out here on the streets or as a motivational speaker or keynote speaker. So this is a new chapter for me. And so we joke that, you know, people are like, Ryan Who. And so, yeah, man, I'm just grateful and honored to be here and share my message and share a message of hope and inspiration to those that may be struggling or think that it's not possible for them to achieve the things that they want to achieve in their life.
And Ryan, it's not going to be Ryan Who forever. I've got buddies that have had Ed Milet and Andy Frisello and Nick on the show and Brad Lee and all these big names, but they were just small. There was Brad Lee Who, it was Andy Frisello Who at one point. So we'll see where it goes, man. I always like to start off with a tip or a quote to kind of set a standard for our conversation. Well, what's speaking to you today, man?
So I feel like for me, man, I think believing in a higher power, or for me, you know, Jesus Christ is my savior, and I have an unshakable belief in God, and faith is a big part of my story. Let me rephrase that. Faith is everything. You know, that is the foundation of why I am able to be who I am in this world, and I've had so much grace, is because, you know, my higher power and God has allowed for all of this and allowed this opportunity. And in that space of faith is where all the magic happens, because you have to relinquish control and truly live in a state of uncertainty, which is where all the growth happens. Because if we're constantly controlling the outcomes or trying to control the narrative, then we may be limiting ourselves to what is possible or what is available. And so that would be my opening tip and my opening statement. Yeah.
Faith is everything, man. And I want to give you permission to tell the story. If we go over 15 minutes, hopefully the listener doesn't turn us off, but I like to go over because this is important. Let's start with a really bad nosebleed. I mean, overcoming overdosed, a multimillionaire. I'm sure you had a couple nosebleeds. What was one of those really dark moments, and how did faith help get you out of it?
Yeah, and so I would say the most devastating nosebleed was October 8th, 2001. I was pronounced dead at the scene of a crime. I was in a high-speed chase, And we've been up all weekend partying, and I was, you know, taking uppers and downers. To be specific, I was sniffing cocaine and drinking alcohol, and I was taking Xanax to try to like calm me down because I was literally up all weekend. And I literally remember saying to my friend who was driving the vehicle, I was like, dude, I feel like I'm immune to this. I feel like it's not working anymore. And we decided to take a bunch more. And that was the last memory I had. I later on found out that he then was being pulled over by a police officer, and he decided to run because he knew I was on probation. Excuse me, I violated probation, and we flipped a car, and I was pronounced dead at the scene October 8, 2001. And the life that I knew at that time was over, and I was trauma-hawked to Delray Medical Center, and they did not think I was going to make it.
You made it.
Yeah, bro, I did. And so you ask about faith. That was the moment when I really got to experience the power of God. And I really got to experience, you know, my first introduction to faith. And so what I've learned now is like the meaning I give it, because life's all about the meaning you give it, right? Like there's these moments and events that happen, and we can attach any meaning that we want to it. And so, yes, for a long time, I used to have a disempowering meaning about that situation. But today, I give it an empowering meaning because I understand that was the moment when I hit my knees and I literally said, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this on my own. I do not have the power to do this. And the only way that I'm going to be able to get through this is having faith in a higher power who I call God. And that's when he showed up for me in my life.
And I know there's a lot of gallops and leaps and small steps along the way, but what was one of those biggest leaps you made to, I mean, now you're a successful business person hosting huge workshops, speaking seminars, teaching people how to speak. Give us maybe one, two, three, just give us a couple of those pivotal points, those steps that got you out of that dark place to where you are right now.
Yeah. So proximity is everything, right? Mm-hmm. It's the human mind wants, the unconscious mind wants to find evidence to support its belief systems. And so if you believe that you're not capable, or if you believe that this business venture that you want to start isn't possible, then you're going to find evidence to support that. And so it's so important to surround yourself with people that have adopted a belief system that represents success, that represents when fear comes up, we're going to push through this fear. We're not going to allow this fear to paralyze us. And so it's so important to understand that, because then you're like, okay, if this is, you know, one of my mentors, Tony Robbins, tells me, he says, Ryan, if you want to see where you're going in life, look at the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. And that's pretty much the range of where you will exist. And that was so important for me to see, because I realized, like, if I want to achieve something in my life that I've never achieved before, and then I need to be around people that have something that I don't have. And then eventually I will start to adopt their habits. I will start to adopt their belief systems. I will start to see that it is possible to do the very thing that I don't think is possible. And then all of a sudden the outcome is significantly different than I thought it would be in the first place.
It's huge. It's huge. And when those five people are, for me, Jim Beam, Evan Williams, and I'm naming liquor bottles, you're not going to get anywhere. So who are the people that you're surrounding yourself with currently? What are they doing for you?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I would say I have a team of about 8 to 10 people that are, I spend most time with. And I would say 4 or 5 of those are like spiritual advisors, people that help continue to practice and preach the word of God and continue to support me on my spiritual journey, because that's the foundation of anything for me. You know, as long as I'm aligned with God's will, and as long as I'm aligned with doing what's in the best interest of everybody else around me, then the rest of this is just filling in the blanks. Right. And so, and I say that in a very, humble way, because I feel, it's funny fill in the blanks, but so the other people that are mentoring me is one, Tony Robbins. You know, you mentioned I'm doing an event with Nick Santasistassos. in a few weeks. I think it's July. It's whatever, late July. And so I just thought of something. So one of my first speaking gigs, I was starting to get sick, and I was like, damn, man, like, I don't want to do this. And I text Nick. I said, hey, Nick, what do you do when you're like deathly ill and you have a speaking gig? He texts me back. He said, you got to do it anyways. And that's a perfect example of like how proximity is everything, because I was literally like considering like, maybe I should cancel this. Maybe I should find a way out of this. Like, how can I like manipulate my way out of this one? Like, I don't want to do this. I'm sick as hell. I'm on my bed. I'm like, I do not want to do this. And texting a friend that has a higher standard than I do in that realm, I adopted what he does. I'm like, well, I got to do it because he's doing it. If he's doing it, then I got to do it. And so that's so important for sure.
It's huge. And I heard his voice when you said that. That sounds just like Nick. It's funny. So there's a wait time. We do a lot of promo for every episode, so this will come out after the event. However, you and Nick are partners in like a whole – talk about your partnership.
Yeah. So I was at a Tony Robbins event. It was a UPW event. Nick speaks for Tony. I believe it was November 2021. It was a UPW event, and there was a part of the seminar where Tony was talking about proximity, and Tony was talking about like partnerships and how valuable it is and how important it is to plant the right seeds, surround yourself with the right people, because you never know when those seeds will sprout and when those relationships will pay off. And do it from a place of serving. Don't do it from a place of like what you're going to receive. And so Nick and I really started to establish a really close friendship. And he lost his brother to this disease of addiction. And it was on my heart. And I remembered going up to him and I was like, hey, bro, I it's on my heart to share this with you. I want you to be a part of one of our programs in the name of your brother. And he was just blown away. And I was like, I want to do this for you. This is an opportunity for you to be a part of this industry and fight back for those that are struggling with this disease. And it was such a cool opportunity. And I never thought at that moment I would be, sharing the stage with him, 2 years later, doing seminars with him. And so it's just so cool how that has all transpired.
Tell us, well, first off, we're not done yet, but I'm loving the message. How do I follow you? Keep in touch. Let us know.
Yeah. So I would say, go to my Instagram handle, ryan.zofe. We do all of our promotions there. All of the events that we host are going to be there. And, I also do a lot of videos and motivational talks, and, we do some really cool content, and we're going to continue to grow that and expand on that, because the mission is to love and inspire others to be the best versions of themselves. And so one of the most difficult things that I've accomplished in my life is speaking from stage or doing videos or creating a brand. It's been one of the scariest steps that I have taken.
Yeah. And we can only get better at it.
Yeah, man. It's reps. Repetition is the mother of skill.
It is. It is. And talk about like your core business, the story behind it, because it sounds like now you're moving deeper into more of like a thought leadership space. But this all started from your core business, right? Introduce us to that.
Yeah. So both my parents were addicted to drugs and alcohol. And so I went to a program called OnSite 2012. And that program is designed to focus on like inner child work, experiential therapy. And one of the processes that they go through there is like, what's your dream and what would your dream career look like? And I just ended a career and I was unsatisfied at that time in my life. And I didn't really know what direction to take. And it was just really on my heart that it would be so cool if I could get in a business that helped drug addicts and alcoholics and people with mental health illnesses. It'd be so cool if I could get into that industry and make a difference and impact people's lives. And so that's what happened. And here's something that's really cool. My mother was one of the first patients that came to that program. Mm-hmm. And so it's so cool because that program gave her 2 years of sobriety before she passed away, a few years after that. But if it wasn't for that program, I would not have been able to have that experience with her. And my father actually got sober because of this company back in 2015, which was 4 years before he passed away. And so I'm just super blessed and so grateful and that I was in this business, because this business has allowed me to have magical moments with my parents that are both no longer here that I would have never have had if it wasn't for this company.
That's powerful. And you're allowing so many other people have those magical moments, but it started with your heart, your experience. I've talked about it on the show. I've struggled with addiction. My dad died of alcoholism. Mom had a mental disorder. We're all coming with some trash from our past and struggles, and you're just a piece of the puzzle to live a more fulfilling life, right?
Amen. Amen. And the lesson really for me is you can't keep what you have unless you give it away. And so I've been granted this beautiful gift of life and this beautiful gift of sobriety. And how selfish would it be if I didn't spend the rest of my life giving this gift to others that are struggling so they can experience the sense of freedom and the sense of joy that both of us are experiencing? I mean, we're both in a service-based business. You know, we're here right now serving others. Like, my intention by doing this podcast isn't about me. My intention is like, hey, how can I share a message that can actually give somebody a glimmer of hope that could potentially give them an opportunity to save their life? Because the truth is I've seen hundreds of people overdose and die. Most of the friends I grew up with are either dead or in prison. And so that's a reality. That is a reality that we have to face. And so I feel like it's my fiduciary responsibility to step up and be the voice for those that may not have the courage to do so.
Well, thank you, Ryan. You have my attention. For anybody at home who's like, this is resonating, I want to make a change, it might be for me or for someone very close to me, what do you recommend we do to take everything we just learned? This was a quick episode. How can I integrate what I just learned into my life to actually make a change and have better freedom and fulfillment going forward?
Yeah. And usually the scariest thing to do, which was the first step, is just admitting, you know, like, I'm really struggling. This, my life is becoming unmanageable. I don't have all the answers. And in that moment of desperation, that's such a gift. When you have that gift of desperation, it's such a powerful place to be, because then you start to open up the idea of like, hey, maybe I can ask for help. And that's the first step, is contacting a professional. If it's not us, you know, contacting a professional and sharing with them what's really going on, and allow somebody in to help you and guide you on this process. And so, unfortunately, you know, drug addicts and alcoholics, they typically need to hit rock bottom before they decide to do something. And so I pray that rock bottom for those individuals doesn't mean overdosing and dying, because that does typically happen. You know, and I heard something in a room, one of the recovery rooms that I was in, you know, the bottom stops when you stop digging. And so it is a choice. So rock bottom doesn't need to happen when somebody else says it does. It can happen when you're ready.
Ryan's rock bottom, my rock bottom, family members, friends that have passed away, their rock bottom can give us a glimpse of where we could be if we don't make that choice that I don't want to go there.
Amen. Amen to that.
Sweet, man. Tell us one more time how we can support you. I did not know this conversation would go this way. I'm happy it did. We don't just talk business on the show. We talk happiness, man. And supporting you will help people gain a little bit more of that insight and happiness. So tell us one more time how we can be of service to you.
Yeah, I would love that. I mean, you know, support us by showing up to our events, being a part of the community. If there's anybody that's struggling with mental health illnesses or drug and alcohol addiction, you know, contact us. We'd love to help. We'd love to make a difference. Anybody that calls us, we are trained to connect them with somebody that can help them, because not everybody qualifies for our program, but our intentions are to always connect somebody with some sort of help. And then follow me on Instagram and support in that way. We are launching a non-for-profit, where we're going to take these teachings and these skills and bring them into to schools for young people and guide them and support them and create an environment where they are able to express their emotions and have a safe space to talk about problems, talk about what's going on for them. And so that they don't end up down the path or the road that I went down. And so that's, and stand up and start to serve, you know, start to give back. You know, it doesn't have to be with me, but, you know, start to make a commitment to start to give back on a daily basis and watch your life significantly transform.
Ryan, I love your message. If anyone didn't take notes, we did for you. Check out the show notes. I appreciate you coming on the show, man. Pure value.
I appreciate you, Ben. Thank you so much.